Bjorn Baker's online. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
We're at Randwick and a few showers around, so we're just going to have to monitor that tomorrow.
Yeah, we can't do a lot about it. It looks like it's a good day's racing ahead regardless.
Yeah, it is. Looking forward to seeing Songlike in the third race tomorrow. How excited are you about the filly debuting?
Oh, it's a big ask. I don't think there's any hiding from that. She's only had the two trials. She's going straight to 1,200. And if it's wet, it's probably going to make it harder to finish off. So yeah. Definitely it's going to be a big ask, but she has tried well. She's shown us ability.
She Will Reign was obviously in one of those trials, but I think you'd be satisfied just going in. So the question mark for you is whether the horse has got enough there for 1,200 on debut?
Yeah, it's always a big question mark, and I guess trial to race day is so different. It's a very competitive race. A lot of those fillies have got runs under their belt. So I'm in it's going to be a hard ask, but she does show what does go well.
And barrier six, you'll be able to, your preference would be just to settle just off it?
I'll leave it up to Jason. Jason's been, he's got a pretty good feel for her in the last couple of runs, and, he's riding super at the moment.
He is. Louboutin lines up in the surround, obviously against Global Glamour and the Kiwi filly La Bella Diosa, but it wasn't too bad a run there at Randwick the other day behind Global Glamour. Kept coming strong.
She did. I think up to the 1,400 will help. Any rain around would probably help her too. And she's a filly I've got a little bit of hope for, especially when she gets up to a mile and beyond. And I thought her first up run was excellent. So she's definitely, it's a tough field. Once again, there's no hiding from that. But she's going well. She's only beaten three lengths first up. And I think she's come on since then.
We know the pace was really quick the other day. It'll be interesting to see how it's run tomorrow, getting out a little bit in trip.
Yeah, it will be, and I guess she puts herself sort of up on the speed anyway, naturally, Louboutin, so it's something we're not too worried about. She'll be right there regardless, I'm sure.
Last race tomorrow's changed a little bit this morning. Machine Gun Jubs has come out, which would have been one of the main threats to your way. This horse has just kept coming and kept coming.
Yeah, she has. She's been a great horse to have in the stable. She's won 6 of 8, and she started off in the bush and then through the provincials, through midweeks and under Saturdays. And I thought her win last time was very good. I think she's held her condition. She looks great. Her work's been really good. I guess she has won on a soft 6, and she's trialled okay with the cut out of the track, but that's a little bit of an unknown. But she's a winner. And it's always nice taking horses like her to the races.
And when they, sometimes they win, but you mentioned she's a winner, but she puts the head out and really wants to do it, doesn't she,
Yeah, she does. She does. And I'd be pretty confident she'll run well. And I think with that sort of attitude, regardless of what the track is, she'll put her best foot forward. And Tim Clark and her, they tend to get on pretty well.
Yeah, understand. Just one final one, Music Magnate. Everything seems to be on target for the Canterbury Stakes.
Yep, on target. He had a jump out here at Warwick Farm this morning on the course proper, and he went well. He's in good order. He looks good. I guess the one question mark is 5 weeks between runs, but he goes well at Randwick, and 1,300 should suit. So very much looking forward to it. We've got McAvoy booked as well, and it'll be interesting to see how the field comes up.
Yeah, when we saw Music Magnate trial at, it was Gosford, wasn't it, last week?
It was Gosford.
Gosford, yep. Yeah. He just he loves just obviously getting out there and really sort of, I'm not saying he was running race time, but he obviously just loves to get out there and go.
Yeah, he does, and he likes sort of. He's a quirky horse. He's been around for a while now, but he used to want to really go as a young horse, but he is settling a lot better now. And he can, as long as they go fast enough, he can settle off the speed, or if they're not, he can be on the speed. So he's fairly adaptable, and he tends to go where he's comfortable. So I think there's definitely a few things in his favour come next week.
Yeah, understand. Well, he obviously is coping with it well. If you've had a trial and then a quiet jump out this morning, he's doing extremely well.
Yep, he's in, really happy with him.
Yeah, fantastic. Mate, good luck tomorrow. A lot of interest, particularly in Songlike, but Your Way runs well in Louboutin. Hope it's a good day.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Bjorn. Thanks, mate. Bjorn Baker going through his runners.